Hey, all you internet people out there, you gotta love Dave Renee and the memory card. Best website ever.
MemoryCrawler.com is the hottest site on the web right now.
Yes. Yay, yay!
You know what a
GD
is?
You know what
Oh, yeah!
You
know what a GD is?
You remember that, dude.
And we already have somebody in there talking about how they, you know, were pushing drugs or something.
Yeah.
I finally had to talk Laura into letting you guys come up to the Rifle River.
Oh, is that how it went?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody in the world listening to you guys.
Okay.
If they are, they've tuned you off about 10 minutes ago.
Hey, we're just starting a podcast, man. We just turned it all on because you were calling.
What's up, Dave?
Drew.
Drew?
It's Drew.
How's it going,
hey,
man?
What's up? How you doing, guys?
We had all the equipment set up, and you called.
Yeah, how's
wow,
it going?
Perfect timing, huh?
Yeah, definitely, man.
What are you up to?
I'm driving over to Uncle Paul's house right now.
Oh, okay. You should come up to Grand Blanc and hang out with us.
You're in town?
Yeah. I'm in Clarkston right now.
Okay.
I just got in town yesterday.
All right, man. Sweet. We got.
Yeah, I'm bringing my new computer over to Paul's house to see what kind of software he's got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to get that, all the shareware stuff he has, right?
Yeah, all the freeware, right?
All the freeware, all the legal freeware.
That's good, man. Keeping it clean.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, yo. Straight edge.
I got to keep my nose clean, you know?
Yeah.
So, man, you excited for my wedding?
Yeah, man. It's in February, right?
It's February, yep.
And you guys aren't moving to Florida before the wedding, are you?
No, we're moving after. Got it all planned out.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right, good. So, like, right after the wedding?
Yep.
Cool,
so,
man,
hey, give us a story, man. You called up MemoryCrawler.com podcast. We turned you on. You're on the internet.
Yeah,
give us a story. What's been going on in the life of Drew?
What were you calling about anyways, man?
I was calling to tell you guys that I'm in town, and we're going to be going up to Clarkston on downtown Clarkston on Saturday.
Saturday? Okay.
Yeah, I hear that there's this Taste of Clarkston thing going on with the beer tent and everything.
Yeah, it's the Oktoberfest
Oh,
the
that's
Union.
A good time. Yeah, that's a real good time.
Is that during the day or at night?
No, it's at night.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
good.
We got a big interview today. We're going to interview a fellow internet entrepreneur tonight.
Oh, you are? Cool.
Yeah, really sweet lady, sweet girl. She's with storyofmylife.com.
Yeah. Storiesofmylife.com?
Yeah, they're very similar to Memory Crawler.
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend signing up, man, you know. I'm just kidding.
My loyalty is with Memory Crawler.
Very good. It's a family thing, you know.
Are you in the family?
Yeah, I can't go to the competition, man. I'm not allowed to do that.
That's right, man.
Yeah, I just saw your brother, Noel. I was hanging out with Kevin out in L.A.
Oh, really? When did you go to L.A.?
I had a job out there. I just got back from L.A. Last Saturday. I was out there for about 10 days or so. We were filming. I was working on the set of this season's One Versus 100.
There's a memory right there.
What is this one? Oh, yeah. You were on the set of One Versus 100?
Who's the host on that, Drew?
It's hosted by Bob Saget.
Yep.
Bob Saget from...
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, but then he was in Full House.
Full House, yeah.
With Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
A living legend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's just got a dirty mouth.
he does. Off the...
off camera there?
Yeah, well, he's got this HBO special, too. He just... You know, swears left and right. He's talking about how he loves to swear.
Oh,
yeah. Thing for swearing, yeah. So they put me up in this, I was staying in Manhattan Beach, L.A., about 20-30 minutes from Kevin's pad.
Oh, cool.
And they put me in this extended business hotel in the penthouse suite.
Hey, Drew, I got something to tell you. I think you need to get me a pretty sweet wedding gift. So then maybe we'll initiate you into the Brat Patrol.
Oh, here the bribery begins.
Oh, man. Hey, I thought I was in the Brat Patrol when I spit off the top level of the that five-story fort in the stalker's backyard.
You know, we just keep telling you that if you do these things, you'll be in the Brat Patrol.
You just were born too late, man. You were born too late. Two more years earlier.
I missed out on that whole thing. And
it's all about, the older kids, they rule, you know.
Well, I was way too lame to have, start like the younger version of the Brat Patrol with my brother and Ben and Steve.
Well, you know, I like that Drew has a good humor about this, you know.
Well, we've all grown up. I've gotten over it, you know. I was pretty devastated.
No. No one gets over anything.
It affected me, all the way through my teenage years. And
Hey, man, you didn't like collecting Garbage Pail Kids, okay?
Yeah. No, I was Garbage Pail Kids was right before me.
Wow. What was your thing that you collected when you were a kid?
Oh, Ninja Turtles.
Ninja
man.
Turtles. Well, we collected those too, but we blew them up with fireworks.
We did. And are you getting a call, Drew?
Yeah, I got a call on my other phone. I'm ignoring it.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Well, I was thinking we could get him on the line, but we don't have the technology.
We could do a three-way call.
But we
because Drew called
it.
In, we could call Dan.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Isn't Aunt Becca? I think Aunt Becca's out staying with Dan.
Drew,
I think she went out there last night.
Oh,
Drew,
cool.
Who do you want me to call here? Aunt Becca, Dan, who are we calling here?
Becca's with Dan, so if you call Dan, you get Becca. It's like a bonus.
Yeah, give Aunt Becca or Dan a call. I think they're together out in Kalamazoo right now.
Yeah, let's call my brother.
Yeah, because Becca sometimes is hesitant to be on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I know you can't see this on the podcast, but I'm actually wearing my shirt I got at Bell's Brewery out in Kalamazoo last time I visited Dan.
Sweet, man.
Yeah, we ate there with you, too, also, last time we were there.
All right, we're doing it. I think we got a three-way call going here.
Sweet.
Hey, is that anything like a three-way last weekend? Yeah.
With the Egyptian lady?
What?
Dan?
Yes.
Hey, Dan, we're on the podcast.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up?
We got Dan, we got Drew, we got Noel, we got Dave.
Oh, yeah, what are you guys doing?
We're trying to call you. We're trying to see what's up with Beck. Is she over there or what?
No, she stayed up in Grand Rapids.
Oh, she stayed up there.
I thought she was coming out to visit you guys.
What's that?
I thought she was coming out to visit you guys for the weekend.
Yeah, she did, but she stayed up in Grand Rapids for tonight.
No, okay.
Hey, how's that basement coming, Dan?
It's coming, man. It's getting there.
Cool, yeah, mine's getting there, too. Not as extensive as your project, but I'm wondering who's going to take longer.
Dan. You.
I am pokey, right?
Uh-huh.
Noel will forget that he even started the basement, and nice. 3 years later he'll be like, oh, I gotta finish that, don't I?
Yeah, yeah, right. You know, I did lose my keys today again, but I found them.
Noel.
It's bad.
So is your basement smaller, Noel, or is it already halfway finished, or what?
It's halfway finished, and I had to sewage back up, and had to tear the thing apart, and now I'm putting it back together.
Noel, I mean, did you have diarrhea that day, or how was it?
Oh, I don't know, man. It could have been somebody's stuff from a while ago or the neighbors. I don't know. It was bad.
Too many hot tacos that day.
Quality internet. Quality internet radio.
Yes. For the refined listeners.
So, Dan, you got anything to say? What's up, man? You ready for the weekend?
Not much. I'm just relaxing tonight.
All right, good. Watching the big screen?
Yep. So, no, I don't have any plans. Probably, I don't know, maybe work on the basement a little bit, but probably not. I'm having somebody do the drywall, so.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you can afford to do that when you're rolling in dough like Dan is.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Drew and Dan, you guys going to be able to make it? Well, I know Dan's going to be able to make it out to my bachelor party, but Drew, you going to be able to make it in a week before my wedding?
Maybe, yeah. When is it?
We're going to try to have a basketball tournament.
A basketball tournament?
Yeah, we're going to do a special podcast that morning, too.
Kevin should come in for the basketball tournament.
Yeah, yeah. All my friends play basketball in high school, and we haven't played in years. So,
but nobody plays like me.
Yeah. Are you the all-star basketball player, Noel?
Wait, you know I don't have any skills.
White boys can't jump, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
We have to make sure that, you know, there's no black eyes involved.
What?
Elbows down. Yeah, no black eyes.
I can't have a black eye for my wedding, okay?
Hey, are you going to cut that freaking hair for the wedding or what?
Yeah, I'll cut it and I'll leave it out on my front porch for you.
Yeah.
It's another one of them flaming bags.
It's over then.
So you in town, sir?
Yeah, I'm driving over to Uncle Paul's house right now.
How are you?
Yeah, I got a new laptop. I need some software for it.
Oh, cool.
See what kind of programs Paul has to throw on there. Freeware. Hey, I'm just hanging out for the weekend. This is my second trip to Michigan recently. It's got cut short. These last minute jobs out in LA.
Come on. People are listening here on the internet. We need some interesting stories.
Oh man,
You're boring me here.
Dave, that's harsh.
Well, it's like a Thursday night, dude. There's nothing happened.
There's nothing happened. We're all just relaxing on a Thursday night.
Yeah, that's right.
Not Noel and I.
No way, man. It's been 2 months since our last podcast.
Yep. And you guys heard about that, right? We lost our podcast. This is our 10th podcast, but we lost our 9th.
What happened?
We lost the audio file. We were out at the Woodward Dream Cruise getting really great audio.
It was our best podcast ever.
It was. It literally was. We had such a good time. We're not even kidding. And all we have left of it are pictures and videos. But
we even had like an 8-year-old co-host that followed us around everywhere and gave commentary and told us what each vehicle was.
Yeah, he was our knowledge base. You know?
He kept saying, light him up!
Light him up! Yeah, it was a good time, though.
Well, I got to let you go. I got a work call that just came in. I got to promote some software at work.
Oh, okay.
All right, man.
Sounds good, man.
Thanks. Around the clock.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks for talking with us, Dan. I'll see you sometime next couple
Hopefully
weeks.
Hopefully, I see you before February, man.
All right, yeah. We'll see you guys.
All right,
see
you, Dan.
Take it easy. Bye.
Drew, are you staying on?
I'm still on the line.
We got an interview here. We got more important people to talk to. You guys don't have any interesting stories, Dave's memories. What the hell?
You guys are calling somebody for an interview?
Yeah, we got to get going.
Dude, this is a high-profile interview, man.
High-profile. We're going across country.
Man.
We're 10 minutes late, too, man.
My spot's getting bumped here.
You're getting bumped. Thanks for the call. No, yeah, cool. call me, man.
Rough.
All right, yeah, I'm going to the Taste of Clarks this weekend. You guys should come.
Hey, all right. We got a wedding to go to, man.
A wedding? Saturday?
Noel, he's my date.
Yeah.
So We got this weird little gay love thing, you know.
No, we don't. Not at all. There's none of that going on in the stalker his
it's,
house.
It's the podcast love going on over there.
There is a lot of podcast love going
there is,
on.
There is.
Well,
podcast
keep your loving. Hand on your own microphone cable.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Take all right, I'll easy. Talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later, Drew.
See you. Bye.
Okay, so that was an interesting start to our podcast. No introduction. We just started it with a call.
But
hey.
That's how popular we are.
We can just do whatever we want, man. It's our podcast, right?
That's true.
Okay.
One time you farted on a podcast.
I got that all out of me before I went on the podcast, so that wouldn't happen.
I heard it upstairs. Yeah.
He heard it from downstairs. That's how flatulent I am.
Yeah, it was at least 15 feet away. I heard it.
All right.
So how you been, man?
I've been good.
You've been busy. Noel Stalker doesn't sleep very much.
No, Noel Stalker doesn't sleep because he works around the clock at scanning photos. So, yeah, I'm still working on that.
Oh, man. What a great project.
It is a good project, you know. And recently, Dave recorded, or transferred all of our home movie DVDs into an MP4 format.
Yep.
And I load them all up on my iPod.
Yep.
Got them on the go with an external speaker. It's pretty sweet.
It was not a big deal. It was really easy to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and we got some Little Liz footage transferred from original U-matic cassette tape.
Now, what can you do with those videos on your iPod? When can you watch them?
When can I watch them? Whenever I want, Dave. It's portable.
But give an instance of when you would.
when I watch them. Oh, yes, exactly. Well, I wouldn't say, on this podcast. Okay. But, you know, like, let's say, for example,
give
when
a good example.
You were using the restroom, not at work or anything.
No.
But you might, you know, instead of reading the paper, put on your podcast, watch part of a movie, stop it. And then the great thing about the iPod is that you get out of the movie, you watch a different movie, you come back to the first movie, and it resumes where you left off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're about 10 minutes late with our big interview.
But,
so.
You know, guys, don't watch the iPod when you're at work on the pot, because you can get in trouble. All right. So, anyways, what do we got going on here? We're about to call somebody.
I'm paging through my 219. That's how popular I am. 219 people in my cell phone.
219 people, man. That's nothing.
Wow, that was. What are you doing, man? Keep it going. I'm trying to find the self. I'm trying to find the number here.
Well, anyways, what's going on today is a special podcast. We're going to interview the founder and creator of
co-founder.
Okay, of storyofmylife.com.
That's right.
This is our, you might say a competing website.
They're competing, but they're not. I consider them our friends.
Yeah, exactly. We're not in it to make money, so there is no competition.
What Story of My Life is, and maybe Kristen will explain a little more, but it's a nonprofit organization. They have two parts. One is a profit, one is a nonprofit. But their whole idea is to, let people post their stories, you know, videos, photos, but make them forever, make them on the internet forever. So she'll be updating us about that. Oh, so
cool.
Why don't we give her a call here?
Let's give her a call. She's out in California. 6 o'clock.
She had
over
some
there.
Craziness with her dogs tonight.
Her dogs. I didn't read that email.
Veterinary
emergency.
No, I don't know exactly, but maybe she'll update us on it. But let's give her a ring here. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
For our first official
interviewing a professional for the first time.
All right.
Not that our family aren't professionals in their own right.
Hey, Kristen, it's Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hi, Kristen, this is Nolamite, the co-host here at memorycrawler.com. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, great, great.
Hey, how did your veterinary thing go? Is the dog okay and stuff?
Yeah, a little psycho, he's all right. Okay. He has a slipped disc in his back.
Oh.
Vertebrae.
Ouch.
Yeah, oh. Poor guy, huh?
Does he go to the doggy chiropractor, or how does that?
That's what I'm thinking, you know. Yeah. They probably have that, don't they?
You know, they do have insurance now, health insurance for people's pets. This is a
exactly.
new thing. Yeah, because it can get pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they took x-rays, and they did all that fun stuff, so
yeah.
Just got to watch him. He likes we have a really high bed, and he likes to leap off it like Superman.
Oh, no.
Now I'm going to watch him, like, catch him midair. No, don't do that.
Well, and that's, you know, definitely a memory to post, you know. You already have a couple of memories. Of, you said on your profile that, you know, you love animals and you love other animal lovers and stuff. I'm a cat owner myself.
Oh, there you go.
Little crybaby.
Yeah. CB.
You are the cat.
Yeah, you know, I was supposed to check out your website. Dave sent me an email about 3:30. He said, hey, tonight on our podcast, we're going to be interviewing the founder of storyofmylife.com. And so I've only got to look at it here for a few minutes. And
Noel has a bug report. Please explain.
Well, I signed up and I didn't get
He hasn't got the confirmation email yet, so he's...
Yeah, that's a big problem. We're really struggling with that. So I think what we're going to do actually
It's a difficult email.
Yeah, I think we're actually going to remove it and just have it send a verification within the first 2 weeks. And then if we don't get the email verification, we're just going to email the people back and say, hey, we didn't...
Oh.
You need to verify this, because it's just a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've dealt with email issues for, like, the whole time that my site's been up, and, you know,
yeah,
spam exactly. with Yahoo and all that, you know.
Yeah, and my wife is a singer-songwriter, and so we have a small website, but we have a mailing list. People who come to our shows and want to hear about upcoming shows sign the mailing list,
and it is just such a nightmare to try to send out email, and like everybody thinks I'm spam, and then it doesn't help that my last name is Stalker.
Oh, nice. Yep. I don't think the spammers are that smart to be that obvious, though. So.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, so I didn't even know where I found out about your site exactly. I swear it was on like some up-and-coming like Web 2.0, like a link on there, but I don't recall. But I contacted you, and we got to talking. We've been talking for like the past, 3 weeks or so?
Yeah.
Just about all sorts of things. You know, I've really enjoyed emailing you and, you know, talking about some of the common issues between the sites and stuff. And I really love, you know, I love the layout of the site. You guys have been working so hard, and it's cool how you guys released it, too. You didn't really release it like buggy. You kind of had something, you know.
Well, you found one bug.
Well, but yeah, I mean, you guys did a really good job on it so far, and you know.
Oh, thanks.
And I definitely like your guys' your mission. You know, the whole Forever story. So you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what's a Forever, what's your Forever promise?
Sure, I can put on my arrogant hat and talk about
that. All right.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
We've been called arrogant by
you
many
have?
People. Think that, oh, yeah.
People don't even know that. About us, even though you guys found us to research memories on the internet.
Yeah, it's so funny. And, you know, the whole problem was to struggle with that, to try and figure out how. Yeah, I don't want to put my story here and then have the psycho when someone stops paying the hosting fees or something. So
yeah, no,
really,
that's such a great idea, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we really struggle with it, too, and I can't guarantee what's going to happen to the company after I leave it or Patrick leaves it or, you know, we die or whatever happens. So what we wanted was, have you guys ever dealt with a foundation? Have you ever been involved with a nonprofit, like your wife's group or anything? Or
Nope.
What about through your church or anything, Noel?
No, I don't do anything official there.
Be glad, because...
Oh, yeah.
You know how people kind of, they gloss over sometimes, you know, the guy from Goodwill who stole that money at the store, you know, skimmed a few million dollars here or there, and the guy from United Way who was doing bad things. The IRS is all over that stuff. So
yeah.
Setting up a nonprofit,
I think nonprofits are a very good thing, though.
Yeah. Oh, they're great. Absolutely. But the reason why the IRS is so strict with them is because they want to make sure you're not setting up a shell to avoid tax pay. And, you know, oh, yeah, we have this foundation, and, we would funnel all our taxes, you know, our pre-tax money there. So.
Yeah.
But your foundation is the real thing. So can you tell us a little bit about how does this work? I mean, it sounds really interesting.
Well, when you go to the website, anybody can use it for free. And you have, right now we do have a limited space on it because, we're still relatively new and we're working out all the kinks and so forth, but we're going to eliminate that at some point. As soon as we have more servers and more space on that. But right now you have 250 megabytes, and as long as you're active, you can use the site for whatever you want and as much as you want. And when you're ready, you can then choose to purchase quote-unquote permanent storage space, forever space. And what happens with that is that we've got this pretty sophisticated algorithm that the geeks put together. I didn't have much input into that.
Dave is one
of those
geeks.
I'm not smart enough. They built this whole plan out for, based on today's cost for today plus 100 years, how much does it cost? You know, of course, today's costs are going to change, so it's reiterated, but recalculated. But how today, you know, based on personnel, storage costs, bandwidth, electricity, backup tape servers, redundant site, mirrored sites, et cetera, how much does that cost to store 1 megabyte of data? And then that money goes to the foundation, and that foundation holds the money in an endowment fund, which collects interest, and is enough money to hold that data for today plus 100 years. Now, some of those costs will go down. You know, storage cost is dropping pretty rapidly. What's funny is that the personnel costs and electricity are both going up. So kind of maxes, you know, for right now, for the next few years, it's going to be, it'll equalize itself out. But it'll be, that cost is recalculated then every few months.
Yeah, definitely it fits a need, you know, with documenting your memories, you know. It's something that I really didn't even think about, honestly, with my site, you know. I didn't, until I saw that, I was like, wow, I'm really missing something on the website.
Yeah, because I don't know if you noticed on our website, we capture a lot of our grandfather's memory. Dave and I are our cousins. So,
oh, there you go.
You know, and we're preserving it, so that's three generations, but, you know, who knows if our kids are going to give a rip about their great-grandfather.
Oh, they'll care.
You know? So, you know, some of them may, some of them may not. But how do you keep those memories preserved? I mean, sure, you could have it on a computer or on a server, right. But it's just as vulnerable as having a paper copy. You know, it can get lost.
Yeah, exactly. Fire.
Exactly, that's the problem. One of the women that we came across, this really neat woman, when we first started doing this, that she lives down in New Orleans, and she was putting together a family reunion, the first one that this family apparently had ever had. By this time, you know, generations had scattered across the world, et cetera, et cetera. So she had said, well, I'm going to print these memory books, because she's in that business. So she asked all these people to, before, and have them ready for the, and have them ready for the party. So she asked everybody to send in memorabilia, old photos, all that kind of stuff, and they did. And the hurricane came, and all of it was lost.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really a nightmare. So,
did she lose it?
Oh, everything. All of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she saved maybe one book she was able to grab, and she had no idea.
That's the beauty of this, the digital age here, because, you know, Dave and I are going through, and we're scanning all of our family photo albums.
Right.
And
Noel has about 10,000 scanned.
Yeah.
We got this automatic document feed scanner that just churns through. You put a stack of photos, and it just goes away, you know, goes crazy.
So the beauty is that, you know, I can have a copy of it, and Dave can have an exact digital copy of it. So, you know, if I lose, you know, my house burns down, we still have a copy of it.
Exactly.
So what are some of the features then that you offer? I mean, obviously the goal of this website is to kind of recount personal and family histories through memories and stories. And it looks like you have some additional features, media.
I like the chapters, the way of organizing by chapters.
Yeah. So we're not quite as techie as you guys are. We're not in, you know, we don't have the feeds yet and a lot of other things.
We were trying to work together.
Right.
Because, I think your guys' system is a little simpler than mine. Mm-hmm. People get how to post the forms on MemoryCaller, but I get some other people who just never been on MySpace or Facebook or anything and don't really understand much about that. So I was talking to Chris and I'm like, I'd rather, you know, send my users your way, you know, rather than getting frustrated. You know, let's say they find my site first or whatever. You know.
And then could you use their feed? And then
I'd rather just send them to their website, too. I don't, you know, if somebody finds it complex or, you know, they want more of a simple solution, you know. I guess some of my fields are a little complex, but.
And that's the challenge, too, is there's the baby boomers are aging. You know, we've got this older generation that didn't necessarily grow up around computers like Dave and I. And they're all getting to the point where they might be wanting to writing down their life or their experiences.
Exactly.
And so it needs to be simple.
Yeah. It was one of the most interesting, I'll get back to the features in a second, but you guys, I think yours and ours are very complimentary. You're kind of like the younger generation.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I'm like the high school website.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, just a side point here, that when we first started doing our market research, you know, I looked at my grandma, right? She's 80-something. Both grandmas are still living. So in their 80s, looking at this, and I thought, oh, well, these are, you know, obviously perfect case tests here. Let's go talk about them. Their husband's going off to war and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And when I got it to them, and then I asked them about the business model and so forth, and they just looked at me and literally said words to the effect of, why would I pay for writing my story? You know, who the hell would want to write it? Yeah. Well, they're thinking, you know, they're so humble. I mean, I call them the World War II generation, and then there's the baby boomer generation. But they're so humble, and they're so, I don't know if it's, you know, left over from the Depression or growing up or so many elements that came together, but just as a people. And I'm thinking, what are you nuts? You know, I want to read your story. Your story is worth a lot of money to me and the rest of our family.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
money aside, but just the precious memories.
Yeah, I mean, because there's, you know, there's the history books, but then there's the personal histories, you know, first-person accounts of things, which is just so much more valuable, in my opinion.
Right. Well, for them to think that their stories aren't worth anything, that's just insane to me. But that's really how they think. Mm. So, yeah, we had to make it sophisticated enough to come back. But
see, I just got excited. Like, any time I'd think of a new idea about what I'd like to track in my life, like locations, and I want a world map, and I want a timeline. Yeah. And then what happened was the site gets a little too complicated. Like, you add all these widgets and things, and it's just... You want to make it, that's web 2.0 right there, is simple.
You're funny, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, so you guys are funny, and total developers.
At least me.
Yeah, I actually don't do any developing. I have a book on PHP for dummies, and I'm trying to learn.
It's funny. Yeah, PHP is good. fun. So we wanted to, what I did was I took a look at how people write. Some people write chronologically, some people write by topic, and then some people just write whatever, vomits out of their mouth.
Yeah, that's pretty much me. I want my, my website was designed for me. Like, I'm really distracted, so I wanted to post memories, really short memories, I don't want to expand. My whole idea was that I could write two paragraphs, small paragraphs, and that would define a story.
Yeah, I like that.
Just totally random because
throw the moment, right?
Yeah.
So we have so you can do categories, and then you can also write in categories, being topical, and then you can write in chapters, which is chronological, or you can write in the journal format.
Yeah, I'm looking at one story I'm looking at here is by a user called Archibald. And the story is called Mr. Turtle. I see how there's chapters, and then this chapter is from what he calls Growing Up in the Roaring Twenties.
Right.
So
that's a chronological one. In the left menu, you'll see that there are categories, too. So you could write a story, you could create a category called My Pets, and you won't really have to sign the timeline for them. You could just talk about all your pets. But you can cross-reference those to the chapters, too.
Okay,
it's it's just glorified tagging.
Yep, and you get to create the years for the chapters. Like he says, growing up in this is 22 to whatever,
right?
And World War II, 39 to 45.
Yeah.
So cool. And then now it says family, friends, and groups. What's
right?
How you can have friends similar to MySpace, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's all my family. If you have any of your family on that, it's like a closed family network. So you have, what we tried to do was, I'm thinking about David, okay? And I'll look at David in 100 years from now. And yeah, it's nice. I have your story. I mean, the story is always the key element to all of it. But the story is really nice. But I also want to know, who'd you hang out with? Who is important to you? Who are these other, crazy freaks that you call your friends, and what are their stories? So to us, the whole connection thing was one of the big, big, big elements. And we thought, it's really nice if you have a story out there, but if nobody knows you existed, then how would they search for it? How would they ever know to find it?
Yeah.
If they can roll backwards through creating these networks, so the idea is that, you create your network now and it continues to add family members as the generations go by, then they're all connected through each other. Yeah. So
it sounds like Ancestry.com
a little bit. My family,
Yeah.
Ancestry owns my family. So
we make friends on our network, But and it kind of,
For the family, yeah.
It allows you to give recollections a lot easier when you get that. We don't really group them into, special. One side of the family is my dad's side, my mom's side, but that's pinnacle because
some of those don't want to be in the same room together, let alone on the same network.
There's a memory.
The same family tree, right?
There's a memory right there. So yeah, you've seen on my side. I think everybody likes on my side the recollections, having a couple different versions of the story.
I think that's one of the best features, seriously.
Yeah.
Really,
you can steal it. I'll let you guys steal it.
Oh, yeah, cool.
But wait. I got to see you sign up first. You still haven't seen the guts of Memory Crawler yet.
No, I have not. You're right. I'm sorry. I do apologize for that. We're going through the funding cycle right now.
Yeah. We still applaud you for, dedicating full time to a website and an idea,
it's not easy.
It isn't easy. No,
I would never.
And you
recommend
live in California.
Yeah, it's so cheap.
Right.
Yeah, you guys saw I was originally from Ohio, so yeah. I was telling Dave, "Hey, go Bucks." He said, "Oh, I don't care about that." I said, "Good, because neither do I." My parents are total freaks. They send me OSU stuff all the time, and I said, "Dude, I don't care. Do you think I
got it?" Oh yeah.
But people out here are fanatical about it. They're like, Caltech versus OSU in Michigan. I don't care. Wow.
Yeah, I actually went to U of M, so I was kind of disappointed to their start of the season this year. But to be honest, I didn't watch any of the games.
That's Noel for you. Yep.
It's just the nostalgia.
So what about this other recording website? It's like Great Stories. It's someone out in California, you mentioned that. They listen to our podcast or something.
Yeah, he did. We were chatting about you. His name is Phil.
Okay.
Great Life Stories, I believe.
Great Life Stories. I've stopped by their website and probably emailed them once, but I don't recall.
They're sort of, they're doing it kind of part-time, They're, I think, getting towards retirement age, if I can say that about them. I haven't met them. I've only chatted with them.
Okay.
But I think they're getting, you know, they're a lot of their friends, and they're really, they've kind of gone after this niche of older people who are really interested in creating stories.
Recording them, though. Yeah. All recording them,
a
right?
A little bit. No, not really. They're online. I mean, they're written, mostly written.
Yeah, I mean, my guess is that, you know, because of the how huge the baby boomer generation is and the fact that they're getting to that retirement age, you know, they're going to have this spare time. They're going to learn how to use their computers. They're going to get on the internet. And I'm guessing there's going to be an explosion of this personal history recording and blogging. So, I mean, it's kind of an exciting time to be involved in this.
Yeah, I think so. I think eventually sites like yours and ours, they're going to be de facto. You know, people are just going, it's going to be as common as a kid to do in a MySpace. Doing the site like this is just, you know, growing up with it is going to be as common as writing your will. You know, I think that's one of the problems, too, is that all these sites will face is the inertia. You know, everybody says, oh, I have to do that, such a great idea. And then to actually get them to do it and, you know, give the user-generated content and all that, that's going to be that'll be the hard part. So
yeah, we'll keep more. You know, we have our competition, Our Story, and other ones like that.
Well, and also, you know, Dave's site is not quite the moneymaker at this point. And if he needs to get increased, you know, server space or bandwidth or whatever, you know, you go, oh, crap, I got to pay $5,000, you know, and where am I going to get it, you know?
Well, I can pay for it. It's just, you know, I'm just at a loss. But
right.
I have a terabyte of bandwidth a month. And, you know, what's interesting about your guys' thing is when you upload something like a video and stuff, it's like you guys keep like the raw size of a picture, or do you guys kind of shrink it down? You know, like if I upload like a 2 meg file, you know, are you guys going to shrink it down?
We size do shrink wise? It down, but we do, because otherwise we would be filled up really quickly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Happen to OPhoto, and you know, OPhoto and those guys, a lot of them have more bandwidth than they do users, which is really, I mean, more storage space than they do bandwidth. So they're storing a lot more files than anybody's ever looking at, which is a problem for them. We do actually store it. We compress it, store it on the back end, but we don't dilute. And so when you go to, there's a link on the photos that says download the original, then you get it back in the original format. So we do store it, but we don't put it on the web because it would be too slow to load.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's there.
It's on a different place outside of the web.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, and then in the future, as bandwidth technology becomes more efficient and people can view larger files faster, you know, then you'll have the original.
Exactly. Did you guys see, though, that, one of the problems OPhoto got in trouble. I think it was OPhoto, excuse me if I'm wrong, but one of the big picture sharing sites got in trouble because they were compressing the files, and when people wanted to print them, they were losing quality. So
there was
backlash against that.
Yeah, we don't even store the originals. I think I need to start doing that because I got 100 gigs of web space now for my memory crawler users. So, that can go a long ways.
It's a lot, but I think if I take all my family photos and yours, Dave, our video.
It won't affect it. It won't affect it.
That's a lot of space.
Upload them all. Everybody wants to see them, Noel.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. At least once. Do you guys see, though, the sad part, though, is that the United States is not even the top 10 of bandwidth.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Penetration and speed, both. So not only do we not have the penetration to the quote-unquote last mile, but we don't even have the speed. We're not even in the top 10.
Oh, yeah. You go to probably Japan and South Korea or something, they probably have the best, maybe.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
Not even the top 10. Oof. We need to catch up.
You guys are going to have to, internationalize Story of My Life here, you know? Get them in 10 languages like Memory Crawler.
Oh, boy. But, you know, Dave didn't really hire translators. It's just kind of an API or something, right, Dave?
Yeah, an automated translation hack.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Some people might take issue with the grammar.
Yeah, the grammar might be a little bit off.
Yeah. Oh, we have to do that, though. We already have some people working on it, so.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, I got a script I can send them if they want to do it automated, but. But, yeah, I really think... you know, in the future, we're going to see a lot of friendship between Story of My Life and Memory Crawler. You guys are definitely awesome. And,
aww. You know. So nice. You guys too. You guys are the hip ones. We're just like the old grandmas over here.
Yeah, it should be interesting, you know, to see. But you guys are getting a lot of hits, and you guys are getting a lot of interest. You know, you got the business front end to start. That's a great thing. Mine, on the other hand, is
we're hip, but we're also like kind of nappy, you know. And you're real professional. So.
Yeah, and who is your CSS/designer? I like his style.
Good. I'll tell him. He'll be happy to hear it.
He's very Web 2.0. Tell him that. It's a big compliment.
He or she.
He or she.
Both.
Both.
See, that, you guys have a big crew.
Not a big crew. We have about 15 people.
15?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're impressed, because there's 1.5 of us over here.
I code the site, 6 o'clock till midnight.
That's amazing. I mean, the stuff that you guys have put together, I know how much work goes into development. I've been there, I know. So
it's a lot of fun, though. It's a lot of creativity, you know?
There's a lot of passion there, I can tell from you guys, too.
So tell,
that was the first thing I said.
I know. I loved your compliment today about how, my enthusiasm.
Yeah, seriously.
You said it's infectious.
Dave is enthusiastic about everything. He's just enthusiastic about life. He's a great guy.
That's why I wrote the website, because I have so much fun.
Cool.
I love it, you know.
You guys, seriously, I kind of had a bad long week. So he was talking to me. I was like, oh, I'd see an email from him. I'd be like, oh, that's so great, you know. He's so uplifting. He's so fun. I'm like, oh, that's so nice to see him. Complaining about something or
yep.
Or my mom asking me when I'm getting married or something. It's all funny. No, seriously, it's good. It's all good. I like that a lot.
Yeah, we can have a lot of fun, you know, do podcasts, whatever, check up on you guys, see how everything's going with your site and,
definitely.
You know, network with you guys, you know.
Yeah.
Someday your corporation might be buying my website.
That would be great. Hey, come work. We'll let you work for Michigan. Log in whenever you feel like it. It's all good. So we'll call you the chief, chief Mr. Happy Pants.
I like that title.
It sounds awesome.
That'll be your title, Chief Mr. Happy Pants. That'd be a cushy job. I like that.
Okay, so I wonder then what you guys are going to do about my lost confirmation email, because I don't know how to log in now.
I'll manually do it. Unfortunately, right now, that's what we have to manually do. So I'll kick it over to you.
My username is Lelel.
Lelel. L-E-L-L-E-L.
Lelel. Gotcha.
Yep.
Is that your stage name?
No, it's my memory crawler login.
Don't use the same password. They might start hacking.
I didn't.
That's so funny. I was reading the laws about the 13 and under-year-olds, and they're all freaked out about it. So I was doing some tests this weekend. So I went to YouTube and I, looked at some of the quote unquote porno sites, and it just says, you have to be 18 or old. All I have to do is click it. Ooh, there you go. So I went and signed up all the sites as under 13. Nobody stopped me.
Yeah, it's kind of like I have a confession to make. I clicked the box that said that I read the terms, but I really didn't.
Uh-oh.
You're fired.
Yeah, and thanks for discussing all the different, law issues with me.
Cool.
That stuff you unfortunately have to think about, you know?
Yeah.
And I know
you've already found an interesting problem, as you said, somebody else using someone else's name in a story. It's a valid recollection. It's a memory. But at the same time, it's interesting. So the lawyers are all salivating. They're like, oh, yeah, we can smell the lawsuits. In the general, for YouTube and all of these things, because a lot of them are really getting sued right now.
Oh, with all the content, with the music and videos.
Yeah, but it's like, how can you, the internet is international. I mean, how can you, you shut down YouTube, they can just start up in another country, can't they?
Exactly. Yeah, why not go somewhere else where they don't care?
Or they can continue their operations in the U.S. and just put the servers in another country. I don't know, the law is just so, it's such a new technology, it's difficult, there's no precedent,
Exactly.
And
so that's why the lawyers are salivating. get to make a precedent.
Well, hey, you know what? Dave's fiance just passed the bar.
That's right. Congratulations, Laura, right?
Susan's her name. Yep.
Susan.
And, the internet's great. You and I have been emailing, and we have the same kind of, drive and personality and, ideas and stuff.
Right?
So.
Right.
And now I've never even called you before, and here we are. We're on live on the internet,
That's so cool. That's my first podcast. I'm kind of a virgin, so thanks, you guys.
We always say you're live on the internet when someone calls, but you're really not.
Really not.
The file has not been saved yet. It could still crash.
It could still crash. And it has crashed. We've had two podcast disasters. We could tell you about the the last time we did our ninth episode, we went to the Woodward Dream Cruise. And have you ever heard of that? Or? Well, basically, you know, cars from all over the world, country. People actually, do they fly cars in, Noel? Or?
Yeah, you know, some people actually bring them from over the pond.
Over the pond, Europe or something. And they all drive down Woodward Avenue down toward Detroit. And pretty much it's a big parking lot on this little four-way lane highway.
Oh, no, I never heard that. It's funny.
And we had our best podcast ever.
We did. We literally did. And we were running it on an iPod that had a line in for our equipment. And it pretty much died out. And
that sucks.
We lost the whole episode. We were pretty pretty upset after.
Devastation.
Because it doesn't save on the iPod, right?
Yeah, it was weird. We didn't know we still don't know what happened, but you can search for. We took videos while we were there, and we even had like a little 9-year-old co-host that was walking around with us, telling us like what version or what type of car is what, and he's like telling all these cars to light it up, you know, to like squeal their tires, and we got so much good audio too because all the engines are roaring and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Well, it sounds like it would be great. Yeah, right. I'm sure you guys are really there. Yeah, sure.
Yep. So you can search
exactly.
We posted a memory on it. You can search for Woodward Dream Cruise.
Woodward. Okay, so that's Woodward. The street then. What's the significance of the street? I mean, I know obviously Detroit.
It's it's the first road in the country, or the first road in Michigan.
Okay. Maybe
or
first
like
paved
that.
Road.
And it's the Motor City.
And it's
the
Motor City.
Okay, sure.
It's where they used to cruise.
Right.
Yep.
That's funny. Never heard of that.
Well, cool.
I think all of the news from Michigan got filtered out from Ohio. So.
Yeah, all you know, it's pretty bleak.
All we heard about was,
pretty bleak out here, too. The economy's like the worst in the nation, but,
yeah.
Yeah, I won't be able to sell my house for the next 20 years, but that's okay.
Oh, you can come out here, and no one's selling either, so put the... It's all crazy.
I wouldn't be able to afford one out there.
to get like, $500,000. Oh, look at this nice shack. It's built 1950 and hasn't been updated at all. Oh, great. Let me take that now.
Yep.
Well, cool, Kristen. Well, thanks for chit-chatting with us. See you.
Sure.
And we'll
thanks for impregnating me into the podcast world here, because I've never been, so it was very fun.
Yeah, we'll be, hopefully, you know, our listeners are dedicated. Many listeners, we're encouraging them to check out your website.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, so I definitely want to, obviously you're my senior Mr. Happy Pants now, so I need that drug, but I also want to get on some stuff.
Yeah, I always have a smile on my face, and even when I played football, my football coach made me...
You played football, Dave?
Yeah, I used to smile when we were... playing, you know, I guess I was having fun or whatever. He used to make me do like down ups, like pretty much difficult push ups.
Because you're not supposed to smile when you play
football.
You're
not supposed to smile. You're supposed to be, you know, you're
supposed to be hard.
Yeah.
Aww.
So that's a memory I haven't posted yet, but
there you go. I got it.
Not those Ohio State football players, they smile all the time, but not
they
the U of M ones, you know,
because they're so wimpy.
All right. Well, we are it's been great talking to you, Kristen. And we wish you the best of luck with this this
well,
endeavor.
Let's work together. Yeah. Let's take over all those other guys.
Of course, yes. The power of two.
Exactly.
My site's worth 33,000. Yours is worth 1,000 or something. You remember that
1700.
Website?
1,700. It was 1,700. Woohoo!
I couldn't believe that. Your guys' website has been around since 1997.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, what it was is I was really curious about that. We contacted them to find out what it is. That's what hurt it, because it only went live a few months ago.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're showing no activity for like 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, so.
Hey, well, you beat BethStalker.com. It's worth $500.
Nice.
That's only like 2 gigs. So.
Nice. I feel special.
Yeah, seriously, that website, the website's hilarious, but. You know, it, what is it called? It's called, DN Scoop, domainnamescoop.com.
Yeah, that's so weird. I'd never seen that before, and I work in this stuff.
Some friend of mine forwarded me it, and I thought it was hilarious, but I don't even know how it calculates that, but.
Yeah, it's all bull, but it's funny, though.
Yeah.
I like that one. That was one of the better ones I've seen in a long time. Thanks for sharing. Aaron.
Yep, definitely.
Cool. Well, go to iTunes in the next couple of days. And,
yeah, I'll post it. I'll let you know.
Subscribe to the podcast, and you'll be in.
I will.
Have your 15, you know, powerful and cool developers or whatever. Check it out. You know.
I will. So hey, look, guys, this is what you're going to be doing.
Yeah,
learn from them.
You guys
learn
need to do a podcast.
Yeah.
You should do it to explain, like, you know, new features and stuff. That's what we use it for. So.
Yeah, exactly. We just gotta get a little hip arena.
We are so.
You need to have a spider crawling on your homepage.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, my sister saw that and she said, "Ew, they have a spider crawling." Yeah, and the women, you know, and spiders, women, well.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
Maybe it's a dude website.
A dude website.
But wait a second. Women live longer than men, so might want to rethink that a little bit. It's good for Halloween, then.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to do some special stuff
for
Halloween this year.
People in California know what Halloween is? I thought there was a Midwest thing.
Oh, God, no. Crazy. But right. Halloween, I mean, people assume San Francisco is Halloween 24-7, but, you know, 365.
In the daytime?
Yeah, exactly. It's not that crazy, but it's funny. It's pretty wild, but it's fun. It's all good.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, we'll hopefully be keeping in touch with you then.
Oh, you better.
All right.
I'm fine if you don't.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
So that was fun, Dave.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was cool. We talked to our first professional who's out there doing it in the real world.
God, 15 people.
Working hard. Got 15 people working for her.
I have zero, but...
Hey,
I got one.
That's right. No, I'm not programming for you yet, but you gave me the book, and I read the first 8 pages. So
definitely, man.
I'm well on my way to becoming a PHP.
We don't need any more programming. There's more lines of code in Memory Crawler than you can possibly fathom.
I know. Now we just need to streamline it.
Streamline it. Clean it up.
Yeah. All the functionalities there.
You know, it would be really sweet if we did, like, themes. Like, maybe the spider theme will be one thing.
What do you mean spider theme?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean change the,
like, totally
the GUI or whatever?
Yeah. Cool. I don't know.
Different skins.
It's
I liked
so
what
much
you did
work.
Last year for women's, what was it, the breast cancer
awareness?
Yeah,
that's in October here.
And you turned it pink. Are you going pink again this year? Or are you not telling your listeners?
We should roll back the site to the old layout.
Retro. You know, you should do that on the anniversary every year. Memory Crawler's 2 years old. Memory Crawler's 3 years
Here's
old.
Here's our first crappy layout. It's hard, man. It's hard to do all those layouts. It's a lot of work
I know,
for the
started,
colors.
You started out with a table-based HTML table.
Now it's all
layout.
CSS, but...
Yeah.
It's just all the colors. It's
I
like
know,
I'm
man.
Stuck in the colors because all these assets, meaning these JPEGs and stuff that I build to like make it look kind of seamless... It's like those all have a color layout, so you have to basically create.
It's
Story of My Life has different colors. You can change it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you can change it up in advance or something.
Cool. So yeah, I mean, I manage a small website at my work, and it's just...
It's a lot of work.
It's the coding is tedious, and, you know, you got to do it in all sorts of different pages. And,
yeah.
And not only that, I mean, you don't only just have the coding. You're doing the design itself, and...
Yeah.
Conceptual.
Oh yeah,
design.
Even color schemes. I mean,
yep.
You gotta be real good with that.
We missed a call from my wife.
Oh,
during
yeah.
our conversation there, so I couldn't take it.
Are we gonna call her up?
We can give her a call.
Well, we can do an overview of what has been going on the site, which is pretty much little to nothing. But
little to nothing.
I've been busy planning the wedding.
Yeah.
So.
SusanandTheDave.com, or should I not give that information away?
That's fine. Too late now, man.
Anybody wants,
I don't edit this thing.
If you want to crash his wedding, go to SusanandTheDave.com.
Shut up.
Because somebody crashed
it. You can't crash it. We'll have bouncers. We'll have bouncers to bounce these crashers out.
Because the funny part is that at that very same place, somebody crashed a wedding and we lost a gig.
Yeah.
But forgive and forget. Yeah. That's what I did. Anyways, we don't
so
have...
So, Susan and Dave, yeah, I've been busy. So, here's what's going on with the site. I mean, we got some new YouTube videos that you can attach.
How's it? You can
search
upload
YouTube.
Oh, you can search
YouTube. So, if you want to find, like, if you want to just attach something, you know, like, let's say you post a memory like about a Nintendo game or something, and you want to post the old commercial or something.
It doesn't actually upload the YouTube video from YouTube to yours. It just plays it in an iframe or references it.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you can search if you're posting a story about a Nintendo game, you can post the old commercial or something. Cool. You know.
And you sent me the top 15 RPGs ever.
Okay. What's an RPG for those people listening?
I'd have to explain what an RPG is.
Some people don't know.
Only geeks listen to podcasts, and geeks know RPGs. All right. For those who don't know, it's a role-playing game. But we're not talking about like role-playing.
Like dice and dorks and dragons.
We're not talking about role-playing like I'm a nurse and you're the patient. We're talking about role-playing as
video games.
Like Zelda.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy.
Some good names there.
Dragon Warrior.
Yeah.
Lufia? Yes.
Come on, you're getting
Secret
into
of Mana?
Yeah, nobody knows of these.
Anyways, you sent me a list of the top 15. And number one, Final Fantasy III. I had to agree. And I think that's why you sent that to me.
Yeah, probably. So, yeah. So, how did you get on Final Fantasy? I don't know. But probably you could upload a Final Fantasy video on YouTube.
You can attach it to your memories. It's like now, you know, I used to think of watching the end of the video game, you know, when you beat the video game and you get the reward of seeing the ending, you know, they have the endings out there on the internet. So you don't even have to beat the game to see it anymore.
Man.
You can just download it and watch. But I'll tell you, I love, you know, as far as video games go, I love on the internet how you can go and download the secret cheat codes and all that kind of stuff for games, because before you had to pay, you know, $10 for some book.
Magazine or book. Yeah.
Or you'd have to buy a magazine to get the codes. And
Come on, man. I'm trying to tell people what's going on. I got one other thing with the site.
Keep it on track.
There is some pretty cool functionality now with email events. You can now send.
This is
how I simplify Memory Crawler. You send me an email with your memories. So
and it posts it automatically.
It posts it automatically.
Now that is sweet.
That is simple. You got your subject, which is your memory name. You send it to newmemory@memorycrawler.com.
And then you post it a memory.
And you post your story, and there
it is. So please,
I
folks,
did a lot
don't
of hard
set
work.
Up any automated thing where you send stories over.
You can
and
do
over.
It. You can't take.
You can't take the site down. Dave's too smart.
Don't say that. There's smarter hackers out there.
There is, but you know, it's not going to happen.
So there it is. newmemory@memorycrawler.com.
I like this, although I have not used it.
I know. I told you.
You
need
know
to
why?
Start
because I can't remember the email, but now you're telling me.
New memory.
New memory.
And I'm going to be able to set up aliases. My buddy is going to be able to post memories via his phone. Like, I'm going to be able to set up multiple aliases. Like,
how do I know what email to send it from? I can just send
any,
it from any email.
We're going to send it so you can do it to any of your email accounts that you specify. Cool. But if you give out a friend's email and they send an email, then they're going to be posting memories, you know.
Yeah.
But I haven't got that page set up. Another thing you can do is newnote@memorycrawler.com. You can send.
I like this too, although I have not used it.
Send a note there. And then you can reply to recollection requests. You can reply to memories been posted.
Oh, via email?
Yep.
Really?
So you can reply in the email and that will post as a comment.
So for instance, you posted a memory about me, my mom, and my brother's birthday this year.
Yeah.
Because it's on the same
day. You can reply to that email and it will send it as a recollection.
So all I hit is reply.
Yeah.
Start typing.
Yeah.
What if my email automatically pastes what was in the email in my email?
That's fine.
It filters it out.
I parse that all.
Oh, dude. Dude, this guy
well,
is
I also,
one
I also,
smart
I also want to have the actual memory recollection box in the email. I think there's a way where I can actually put a button in there and the text box so you can actually type it in your email and post it.
Yeah, there. I've seen that before with stuff.
Like so you might as well do.
That would be cool.
You might as well post it like that too. So,
excellent. I'm logging in right now. Oh man, look at that! I got an error when I tried to log into memorycrawler.com.
Because you click cancel.
Oh,
I don't have enough money to send to
yeah,
pay
you know this view certificate thing. I think a lot of people who are not internet savvy will see this and they'll say, "Oh, I don't know about this."
Should
website.
I turn it off? I just want to secure your logins, people. I don't have enough money to spend on $200 a year for a SSL security certificate. It's rough. It's rough out there, man. These websites get expensive.
All right. I got a message, and it is about why not add your version of this memory. I'm liking this. Hey, wait, I got a suggestion here, man. You know,
people don't even know what you're talking about.
I was going to say I had a suggestion, but I think you fixed it. What I was going to say is that it used to not tell you what the title of the memory was that they're asking you to give a recollection to in your messages, but now it does. Dude, I like it.
Looks like I screwed up there on the bottom there, that little A.
There's a random A on the website. I don't know why.
I think it's an anchor tag. Anyways, we're getting too technical here. We're talking about anchor tags. It's
anchor
now
tags.
10 o'clock at night.
Is it 10?
We got to wrap this thing up.
This is an hour-long podcast.
It's an hour-long podcast. You haven't even paying attention. We've been having too much fun.
We just had an hour-long hour of fun and games. Anyways, Julie Blood passed me up again. Oh, who's Bjorn Free? Who's this Bjorn Free in fourth place?
You knocked out Kevin and Grandpa.
Who is Bjorn Free? Is this somebody you met in Europe?
No.
I mean, Bjorn, you know, it sounds like European or something.
It does. It's one of my coworkers. He signed up.
Dude, you got him hooked. 29 memories.
It's interviews.
Interviews.
Interviews. They're pretty easy to post.
Interview people. They're passing me up. All right.
Come up with some originality, people.
All right, cool. Oh, I'm going to have to read Bjorn Free's memories. I haven't been keeping up. So anyways, we're going to get going. Dave and I are going to play some video games, scan some photos, and we're looking forward to doing our next podcast, whatever it might be.
All right, signing off.
Stalker out.
Why do we always end with that?
I don't know.
We got to have something better than that.
Do we?
We got to sing like a song and dance, you know?
Like, what are we going to sing?
I don't know, www.memory.
Too sexy for my head.
No.
Too sexy. We already have that video.
We got to come up with a song.
We do have to come up
with a song. We need a sweet outro.
www.memory. I think we'll get in trouble for that one.
We can sing it.
We don't know how to end this podcast.
We need a song.
And I know that
somebody, please email us, podcast@memorycaller.com, for how we need to
write us a jingle. I've said it before. You write us a jingle, you'll be handsomely rewarded.
And, you know, Kristen said we're like, you know, the hip people.
We are hip, and yet...
And yet we can't even come up with an outro?
You know what it is? You know what we need to do? Chloe's asleep, so we can't do it. We need to... I give you one trumpet, I play one trumpet, and we play a little diddly.
A diddly?
Yeah, we end up with our trumpets, dude. I mean,
let's do it.
How many cousins out there are there that play trumpet and do a podcast? I bet we're the only ones.
I bet we're the only ones, yeah.
Sweet. All right.
Let's do it. Next time.
Until next time.
I'm going to do a jig. Good night and good luck.
Hasta la vista.